Madtown's number one for hits and hip-hop, 93.1 Jams, Fusion in the afternoons. I got my man John here with Ride the Drive. How you doing, John?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me here.
Sunday, August 11th, you're putting together a really amazing event with a big team of people. Tell me a little bit about Ride the Drive.
Ride the Drive is an open streets community event. We're shutting down streets like John Nolan, Regent Street, some of these major streets in Madison. But not to annoy everybody, we want to do it so that we can have an open streets, and open experience where you can just kind of ride and bike ride, run, kind of run around, experience the street as an open thing, take pictures. And we also have like vendors and fun stuff going on.
It is a really awesome looking event. You know, it is kind of like, you know, I would say the hidden agenda, but not so hidden, is it's a health initiative.
Right.
Right. Get out, get active, see our city, do something to, you know, get in shape and get some exercise and do it in a way that you want to.
Yeah, right. Experience it however you want to, really. I always like to say it's choose your own adventure, right?
Because
like, you can start this event wherever you want. We got a bunch of different parks. We got 6 different parks going through this thing. And from Edward Cleef Park all the way down to Olin Park, you can experience it any way you want. You can Sunday, so you can park wherever you want, right?
Yeah.
And so you can park wherever you want and then experience a park.
You could walk, you could bike, correct, you could jog, you could rollerblade or skateboard.
Yeah.
You could do whatever it is that, you know, you enjoy to do when you're outdoors, but the catch is you're going to be on the city street where the cars are normally driving, right?
Yeah,
you got the streets shut down.
Yeah, we're going to shut down these streets and keep the cars off. To say, too, it's kind of a social event, right? We're bringing the community together. You're going to see different types of people here. You're going to have a lot of fun just kind of like rolling around the street and just kind of like driving up where you need to and just kind of like
being free. Look at John Nolan Drive, man.
Absolutely,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's such a beautiful street to, you know, just normally drive on, but to be able to just, now we're going to casually just, you know, stroll down it, bike down it right in the middle, no cars to worry about, you know, with your best friends. Like, it's awesome, man.
Yeah, and you know, take pictures and just like experience it and just kind of know that it's safe too for families. You know, you can be out there and know that your kids aren't going to be at risk of like getting hit by a car or anything like that, obviously. We really need a lot of volunteers to support that as well.
Absolutely, and that's what one of the things that we're here for today. We're looking for some volunteers for Ride the Drive, and if you are interested in volunteering, it's 2-hour shifts, and you can still, you know, get out and enjoy Ride the Drive event as well. And what's the best place to sign up to get all the information for a volunteer shift?
I'll make it super easy. RideTheDrive.com. That's the best way to sign up for volunteerism and sign up for all these shifts. We got everything from balloon inflators down to intersection guides. So we're really trying to ramp up the event, make it fun, but also make it safe because we're trying to kind of keep cars off those roads. So we need a lot of volunteers to kind of just communicate with cars and let them know what's going on. And most people are honestly pretty cool with it. It's just a matter of like, if a car does need to cross that street, we got those volunteers ready to kind of assist.
Make it happen. Right.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to keep it safe. How many volunteers would you say you need overall?
We need 400 volunteers to run this thing. So it's quite a big ask, but I think we'll get the numbers. But having these events out here to promote the thing, RideTheDrive.com, you know, and having people sign up is the best way.
All right. Well, and again, it's Sunday, August 11th. The shifts are 2-hour shifts. You could do 4 hours if you wanted to, or you could still come and just work for 2 and then go enjoy the Ride the Drive for 2 hours. But we need 400 people to come out and help make this happen. So please hit up John and check out RideTheDrive.com. If you have a business and you're interested in vending or setting up, you know, space to promote or even just support the people that are coming out, there is limited space to do it, but the really awesome thing is it's free. There's no vendor fees.
That's right. Thanks for bringing that up, because it's something that we really want to try to promote as well, is there's no vendor or exhibitor fees to do Ride the Drive, because like I said, it's kind of a community event, so we want to bring as many places in. You know, a lot of special events in the city, you see, you know, it's a nonprofit, and like you're kind of the game, right? And you don't want anybody else in there, kind of, because it's your thing. Ours is, we kind of want to invite more places,
everybody,
right? We want to invite everybody, even if you have a bike event that you want to promote, or if you have a nonprofit you want to be there, please sign up for a vendor fee. Like you said, space is limited, but you know, if you're going to sign up and be and have a table, you can try to pass for volunteers for your own special event. We just ask that maybe you throw us some volunteers, right? As well.
Right,
so
if
you're going to be a vendor or exhibitor, you know, maybe throw us some volunteers, but also know that, you know, you're totally invited to promote your business, promote your activity that you got going on.
And if you're, you know, again, this is a health initiative, an exercise initiative, and a community building initiative. So if, you know, your purpose and your business or whatever it is that you're presenting, you know, falls in line with that, or that's the type of people that you're looking to get a hold of, you know, it's free but limited and there's no vendor fees. So take advantage and support the community.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. I mean, yeah, that's absolutely true. And so like the one extra thing that I want to say too is, you know, it's good for the environment. It's good to kind of experience open streets. It's good for socialization too. It's just be out in the streets and like amongst other people and kind of like, you know, we as a society, you know, we don't like do social things anymore that much anymore. So here's a social thing, right? It's ready ready to go. We'll run it, but you show up and help us run it, and you can have a great time and socialize and then feel good about yourself for exercising and volunteering.
And I mean, it's a bunch of major streets, a bunch of major parks. Yep. It's the views of our city that you're going to be able to get at this event from Ride the Drive is going to be just amazing.
Amazing, and thousands of people we're expecting as well. So this should be a great time.
We'll post the full list of all the parks and everything at madtownjams.com. But again, you know, volunteers is the big thing you're looking for right now, as well as just letting people know that you want them to enjoy Ride the Drive. But we are looking for intersection guides, bike ambassadors, info station guides, balloon inflators, a hub photographer, and setup and cleanup crews are some of the things you're looking for.
Yeah, all the typical jobs you'd see at a special event, and really a lot of those jobs are those intersection guides. You know, a lot of big chunks of that 400, over 200 intersection guides are needed for this event. So
that's crazy. That's so half the volunteers.
Half the volunteers are needed just to kind of protect the route and just make things safe. So yeah, we're really kind of going all out on that side of things. Definitely out there to make it safe, but volunteers will just give it that little extra.
That extra love, right?
Yeah, that extra love for sure.
And you get a free t-shirt.
Absolutely, you get a free t-shirt. Everybody that volunteers gets a free Ride the Drive t-shirt. Hopefully at some point in the next couple months, we'll have some more prizes to offer people as well for volunteers. And so hopefully we can secure some of those things as well.
Yeah, man, it's going to be really amazing. The return of parks and open streets with Ride the Drive. Check out more information, ridethedrive.com. This event's been going down since 2009. It's not the first time, but it's the first time we've done it since we had a little break from civilization.
Yeah, we like to say it's back and better than ever, right?
Yeah,
we haven't had it since 2019 and we're back, but we're also bigger and we're covering more streets and we're trying to make this thing huge. So yeah, definitely check it out.
Absolutely. John, thank you so much for coming and sharing the information with us. Madtown, find out all of the park locations, all the street locations, all the volunteer information and direct links back to Ride the Drive at madtownjams.com.